Now we're going to meet a 24-year-old singer from Sweden. Her name is Sena Bo Si.
Hear the wind calling me to leave this place. Yet here we are standing ground face to face.
This week, Sena Bo Si had her first performance at South by Southwest, the annual music festival in Austin, Texas, and it was an emotional moment for her.
And I'd just like to say that I'd like people to kind of take away from my music is that anything is possible. You have to understand, like, I'm from the West Coast. I'm from a tiny town on the West Coast of Sweden.
That tiny town on the west coast of Sweden is Halmstad, home to about 60,000 people. Her mother is Swedish, her father Gambian. He was a renowned musician and vocalist. He died after a stroke 2 years ago, but his influence lives on through his daughter's music. This year, Sena Bo Si won Sweden's version of a Grammy for Best New Artist. She's also had success here in the U.S., topping Billboard's Hot Dance Club chart last year with this song, Younger. We caught up with Sena Bo Si this week at the festival in Austin to learn more about her, and we asked her why she always writes her lyrics in English, never in Swedish.
I don't feel free there, and that makes you write in a certain way. There's a lot of good things about Sweden, of course, but there's a mentality that people, you know, everyone's supposed to be the same. Really, and there's actually like a term for it called jantelagen. There's like books written on that topic, and it's everywhere in our society, as well as there's not a lot of people with my complexion, you know, and stuff like that. So I really grew up never seeing myself, and I'm not sure I'd be as good a writer, I think, if I was somewhere where, you know, there weren't as many problems.
There's a conclusion to my illusion, I assure you this. There's no end to this confusion if you let it wish. You well, soul to sell, highest bidders, can't you tell what you're getting?
My father was a musician, a singer from the Gambia, and he came to Stockholm, Sweden, as a musician, and grew up Muslim, very strict Muslim, and then he kind of fled from his family to become a musician. So he had all kinds of different kind of contradictions in him, and he was my best friend. He gave me the best advice. He was like, if they think you're crazy, they won't mess with you. I think that's hilarious. My dad was very intelligent, and I miss him so much.
Hard time forgiving, even harder forgetting. Before you do, son, you might regret, friend.
My favorite song off of my EP is Hard Time. I wrote Hard Times at a moment where I had to fight with a friend. I try to be as honest as possible, and it's very important for me when I write to get down into kind of that core problem or emotion that you have. And I like to kind of find the right words for like the ugly emotion where you're like, okay, I'm just scared to be alone, or I don't want to feel ugly, or, you know, those things that are really hard to say. Like, I'm promising myself something that I this is how I'm going to do this. This time I will be louder than my words.
This time I will be louder than my words. Walk with lessons that all that I have learned.
It's like the light comes into the song from it being pretty dark. But it's still kind of, I'm gonna kick your ass.
I will hunt them down.
Swedish singer Sena Bo Si. Her latest album is called For Madeleine. Madeleine is her mother's name.